Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, let's see what's happening. Sir, do you wear?
Hello, 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 hello.
Are you winning?
No, there's something wrong with my mic.
No, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. So you please just like fix my.
There was something. That's headphone, honey.
Well, mic and Stevie, just shut it down.
Am I
Stevie,
making
Stevie?
The right way? And I go in the right
there
way.
There we go.
I don't know what's going on with the equipment today because my headphones as well. Like I put it on and the one was hanging off my head.
I had to fix my mic. What's going on at Cliff Central? What's going on?
I blame producer Kat not being here because she's on leave.
I bet she put
a spell
on you, and now you're mine. So then when she comes back, we're like, oh, Kat, we needed you.
Okay, so yes, you two, I was introducing you. That's a Stevie French. How are you, Stevie?
Good. Speaking of witches, I watched the Blair Witch Project last night, guys.
Still scary.
Very scary. Yeah.
Still scary.
I never saw it. I'm not going to see it. It's not going to happen.
It's good. I think that there's it's very old now. And like you watch movies that were made a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, my TV has like gotten much better. And this film has gotten way worse.
By the way, I'm glad to note that in the past 7 days, you've maintained how random you are at times.
Yeah.
So thank you.
It just never changes.
Was it ever an issue? Did we worry about it? Did we?
I do need to ask you something very important, though.
Yes.
We've got a very special guest star on the LRT today.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us who this lovely lady is?
Yes. Hello, Nazli.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
So, Nazli and I have only just officially met now.
Yes.
We met on Twitter a little while ago. And being that our main lady of the round table is very much missing.
Aww.
I thought we would invite some fresh meat to the table.
Yeah. How thoughtful of you, Stevie.
Yeah.
Sure. That's one way to look at it. Yeah.
So, Naz, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I go by Lady Naz because that's my brand name. I'm an image coach.
Cool.
I do holistic image, not just what you put on the outside. I believe if you have the full package, if you have that inner and outer balance and harmony, that makes for great success. I'm also part of the Divas of Jose people. We are airing very soon. And we're very excited and we've been filming a lot. It's going to be entertaining.
Very cool.
Women of substance, not on substance. So it's going to be fun.
Excuse us.
Well, I don't know. You never know what happens in episode 7. All right. So we've got some important things on the agenda. I'm glad you brought up the word image. We got to talk about image in the context of the recent BET Awards that happened this past weekend. Say, I know that you were a little upset that.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just tell me.
Okay. So what had happened is that, like, in the past couple of years, what happens is we have the BET Awards, but there's this different segment called the BET Africa Awards. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that, like, they'll bring our African guys, like, around, like, you know, Kenya, South Africa, Ghana, wherever, your WizKids, your Dbanjas, your Black Coffees. They'll bring them and they'll put them in a separate room where they have their own awards. And then what'll happen is that the next day we'll have the main awards and then we'll just segment the Africa Awards into the main awards. So they are not part of the main, like, performances on stage. They are not even, like, their accolades are not even announced on the main stage. It's just like an insert, but they're allowed to, you know, maybe attend the awards and, like, the general access, you know, like, mm-hmm. when you go to a party, you get, like, VIP standing and general access. They get that. So my thing is that, like, it's the BET Awards. We're celebrating Black people, you know, we're celebrating Black excellence. Why is it that we're going to segment African Black excellence? That's my problem. Are they not Black enough anymore? Like, are they not excellent enough? Why are they not in the main awards? Why are they a segment? So I was very upset about that. Like, why are we accepting this much disrespect? And as usual, you know, AKA didn't attend the little BET or the lesser BET or BET
Maybe
Light.
Maybe he didn't get a flight there.
No, he was there. He was in LA the whole week.
Yeah, they were posting all week.
Yeah, so he was there, but he was like, I'm not going to attend that. I'm only going to attend the main awards. And he was getting flack for that, but I even gave him flack as well. But then coming to think about it, I was like, you know what? Actually, he's being self-respecting.
Yes.
You know, why is it that, like, you're going to bring me all the way to LA, but you're going to have me in a room where I get to accept my award, then you're going to insert me in the actual awards? I was upset by that.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
That's okay. Nonsense. I really want to discuss this, but I feel like for contextual reasons, we need to, like, contextualize things a bit. So this isn't the only awards that this this kind of thing happens at. Like, there are loads of awards that happen in different rooms that happen on different days to the actual main award ceremony, like the Oscars and things like that.
That's the only place where they have like different awards when it comes to Africa. So everything else.
No, you're right.
Everything else happens on the same day, on the same stage, at the same ceremony. But when it comes to Africa, for the past couple of years, we've had to go into a separate room. Why is that?
But isn't it at the Oscars? Like, don't they give away some of the Oscars?
They give a lot. And the Grammys, they do a pre-show.
A lot.
But this is in a continent context.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't knew that though. That's disturbing.
That's messed
Look,
up.
It is an American awards show though.
Yeah, so okay, it's an American award, but you've gone and decided to recognize Africa. Yeah, so why are you going to go do a half measure of recognition then?
Okay, but in the same sentence, we have to then speak about Casper's appearance on Sway in the Morning, which is a huge American hip-hop
show.
Where he said
Kanye West of South Africa.
No, and he said he wishes that he was American.
Oh, yes. And I was sitting there like, honey, where have we quoted you, Kanye West of South Africa? Show me. Point. Draw a treasure map. Show me where we've quoted you, Kanye West.
But he said that? He said that he wishes he was American?
He did say when he was growing up, he wished he was American. So how can we blame American awards shows for not respecting Africa?
Sorry, you cannot limit American awards to Casper. Sorry.
But that is one voice in like a sea of narratives.
Okay, but also when people say certain things growing up, we just have a dream, you know? So maybe it was meant in context. Like, when I was younger, I wished I was American because it's freedom and all kinds of whatever.
I'll tell you what it said.
Oh, it's not freedom.
I'll tell you what it said, word for word.
200 countries in the world enjoy freedom. And democracy.
Yeah.
America's not special.
Oh, yeah. So while Tse looks that up and confirms what Casper did or didn't say, let's keep it in a music vein. I know that we wanted to speak about the Kanye West video.
He said,
all the different ways. Oh, there we go. Yeah. So before we get to yay.
We are in the, you know, technological world.
In the zone. Go.
Give us 2 seconds. He said, I'm African-American, African by birth, but I wanted to be American.
You see?
Yeah, that's not cool.
I think he was very nervous, though, because I've watched it back.
American. Honey, do you understand what you're saying? African American.
And side note, I interviewed Sway once.
Go Stevie!
Oh, yeah. So let's shift gears before we turn that into a musical. The time that Stevie interviewed Sway.
It's always a musical, Ari.
We got to speak about Kanye West, this new music video of his, which has all these wax versions of different celebrities, and he's sleeping with them. It's got Taylor Swift, it's got Rihanna, loads of different celebrities. Even Bill Cosby's in that bed. This is Kanye being Kanye, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like I'm kind of offended, and I understand why there are so many issues, and the issues go so deep, 3-4 layers deep, you know, about objectifying women and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm so over it. It's like, yes, we know. We know about the attention. We know how you love it, how it fuels your private plane.
If you listen to his new album, you'll realize that, like, he makes like reference to a song like back in the day, and what happened in the song, I forgot the name of the song, but then they like had a painting of naked people, so he just went and reinvented the painting.
And the artist, by the way, is happy about this whole thing.
The name of the song is Famous, right? I think it's Famous. Yeah. So he went and reinvented not only the song, because there's like like different segments of the song, in his what do you call it? Cover. It's not a cover. It's a
remix.
No, not a remix. I'll think of the
sampling.
Yes, in a sample. So he's gone and sampled the actual song, and what he did now is that he went and he sampled the actual painting, which is a painting of famous people naked. So he then went and put in his own famous version of, you know, like the famous people. There's technically nothing wrong with that. He's just trying to sell his music.
Yeah, he got away with it before. I guess, like, why not again? My apologies for my my knowledge on these things. I've been too busy building my own brand to watch Kanye's brand.
That's a very good answer. She just shut us all down. But
we all don't have jobs. She's just too busy building her own brand.
But I'm learning. Please educate.
But my thing, it kind of goes to, like, you know, when you have these, you know, people that put faces onto naked bodies and try and pass it off as legitimate work. Like, isn't it in this digital age, like, when you make something that is so, like lifelike like that.
Threatening, yeah.
Yeah, then I mean, isn't that crossing a line?
But now the problem is that you know and I know that it's not the real people. We all know that it's like, you know, pawns of like the actual people.
Yeah.
So they can't go and sue him because they've got no leg to stand on. It's not you. I didn't take an image of you. I didn't violate you in any way. I just made a different, you know, like naked version of you trying to sell my music. So I can't go sue you. We all know that Kanye is just trying to sell his music. We all know that the naked people are actually not on the bed. So it's actually a non-story for me. Unless someone wants to go and make it a story.
Okay. Well, we kind of did, but I hear what you're saying.
Sure.
A lot of people
are... So Nazi's shooting us down. Cess is shooting us
down.
How
about shoot you guys though, guys? I'm learning
Nazi,
this
just
today.
Go build your brand.
I'm on it.
Just go back.
Lady Naz, baby.
All right. Speaking of building a brand, you can't build a brand if you're absent-minded. And Cess, we've got a ladies roundtable group, and you were weighing in the group this week that you can't remember anything.
Yeah. So my life tends to get very, very busy. They know it.
Yeah.
They suffer from it. So I get like so busy that I don't... So I plan my day and I go to my meetings and I, you know, I do what I need to do. And I realize that actually I haven't seen a single billboard. I haven't seen a single ad. I could have possibly passed an aunt at the mall because the second I get to breathe, I'm on my phone. When I'm not breathing, I'm in a meeting. When I'm not in a meeting, I'm in a press conference. If I'm not in a press conference, I'm doing a press release. If I'm not there, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, my life is just like on a treadmill. So I was like, you know what? It's gotten to a point where I've gotten so absent-minded.
Yeah.
And I worry that our generation is getting to that point as well. Where the second we get to do anything else, we're actually on our phones or we're doing something else and not paying attention to what's around. So that's what I wanted to talk about. Like, do you guys get that sometimes that you've just proved it? You don't know what Kanye is doing because you're too busy with you. So
100.
Maybe there are possible things that you're absent-minded about.
We're already there right now. Like I'm constantly on my phone, as you just said. So I have passed my aunt in the mall once.
Oh, wow.
That's a fact.
Wow.
No, I'm joking.
So I believe that because it could happen.
It's possible. It's very possible. I try, and I've got a little girl, so I'm trying to get her outside as much as possible.
Mm.
And it's constantly the TV or whatever gadget they've got. And it's just the world we're living in right
now. I worry because my sister's got a 2-year-old and my mom was stressing about getting her a game that she has to play on an iPad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Take her outside. Take her to creche. Like, let her go play with Lego puzzles or Lego whatever. It's like, let her be a kid. And I worry about that because parents are so eager to put their world, like the kids in the digital world, that they miss out on being
because
kids.
We are so busy, and that's what we do. And later in life, we find, oh my gosh, well, I just started this with a kid. We're so busy, so we put them in front of a TV. We got to do what we got to do.
No,
so,
but that's like,
it's not okay.
One of the most hectic, realizations or observations for me when I was in London a couple of months ago was nobody looks at anybody. You're sitting on the tube, like something funny happens, and I would like look up and I'd be like, oh my god, did anybody just see that? Like, who can I share this moment with? And nobody looks at
you. Do
you
know who I share the moment with? Snapchat.
Yes, exactly. And that's so crazy. Okay, so now did you know that there's an app that you can download that tells you how much time you spend on your phone?
Oh, another thing to look at.
I downloaded it, and I think I started it on a Friday, and I was getting 2.5 hours, 2 hours 10 minutes on my phone a day, and I thought, no, that's not
so bad.
And then Monday started, and it's been 5 hours,
really,
4 hours. But the thing is, for me, I don't feel so bad about it, and I've now deleted the app because I work from.
It's gonna be in denial, rather.
No. I don't feel bad about it, but I went and deleted it. Okay, makes all the sense.
I feel like it was draining my battery. Die, mother effer. So I am okay. So what I did, so it was giving me all these crazy numbers, but I work from my phone.
Yes.
So that's where my job is. Whether it's my websites, whether it's emails, whether it's WhatsApp. I mean, I spent an hour and a half. I tweeted about this. I spent an hour and a half on WhatsApp, emailing people or messaging people yesterday afternoon. Like, that's crazy, but this is what I do. So other people are at their desks, on their computers, on their laptops, and I'm on my phone. I mean, if you had one of those, time-measuring apps on your laptop, good gracious.
But it's kind of scary because you sleep for 8 hours.
Yeah,
some of us.
in the real world, like in an ideal world.
Oh, I do. I'm saying okay, other people good, currently yeah. say
which
they don't.
Which means you've got 16 days left in, you know, in your
16
day.
16 hours.
16, so yeah, 16 yeah. hours left in your day. So you say you shower and you get ready, it like, takes like 2 hours.
Yeah, right? yeah.
So you've got 14.
It takes you two hours to get shower and ready.
You're a really clean girl. I like that.
Yeah. What else are you doing in the shower, sister?
We've had this conversation before. I don't know why you want to be weird, but I do a lot of things in the shower. Right?
Yeah,
do you
want
to know what I do?
Hashtag gynagod.
So 2 hours to get ready, let's say 3 hours to eat because you need to walk somewhere, get the food, sit yeah. down, you know,
three okay yeah
yeah no three meals a day, like ideally yeah, yeah, yeah. you know. So we're down to what, so we had 16, 14 now minus 3 down to 11 and in that 11 hours you take 5 hours to be on your phone.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But that's
so you've got
job,
6 hours. What do you do in the 6 hours, like but how are you spending your life? That's quite deep.
Outside of my phone.
Yeah. And also remember,
that's yeah, not, I don't know what I'm doing.
You can't say that when I'm on my phone, I'm doing something else. It's been proven that when you're on your phone, you're focused because you, all your eyesight is here. There isn't any. Well, I snap yes. and drive, which I shouldn't be doing. But, you know, it's quite scary. It's a digital world, but then it's yeah. taking so much from our time.
I just want to say thank God for voice notes, because when I'm driving and I need to send a message, yeah. I'm like,
rather do a voice note.
Side note.
I hate them, though, because now I have to not go to a quiet place to listen to
that's
you.
Also no, what people tell no, me all the time.
No, it's play up to your ear.
No, man. Yeah.
It is. That's how it works. And then it plays like you're on the phone.
Oh, really? Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done. Welcome to
look at you
cast.
Teaching us new stuff every single day.
You know me. The techno whiz.
The thing is, though, is that we survived before it.
Yeah.
So that's how do you the justify crazy thing. That?
Also, that's like Blair Witch Project.
That, listen, say, we've survived before electricity. Tell
okay,
me.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I mean,
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
No, but
I mean,
like,
this is excessive.
Blair Witch Project, you guys, they wouldn't have been stuck in the woods if they'd had a GPS map.
True yeah. story. But that lady's crazy sometimes. She sends me
Goldilocks wouldn't have gone into the bear's house to eat the porridge had she had a phone.
Okay, hold on. let's have 5 seconds of thought as to the biggest thing that, like, you would miss. What would you miss the most?
My phone.
Not having your phone. No, but what about it? I would miss my camera.
Wow.
Taking photos.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Well, vanity, I thought I would say
vanity
like
to the roof.
I would miss my
and
WhatsApp.
And Samantha.
Definitely. WhatsApp.
I'd miss Twitter. I'm always on Twitter.
Ari?
I'm always taking pictures.
And
though,
Snapchat.
But
oh, my God. I miss Snapchat so much.
To be honest, I don't know. Probably just being connected or feeling like yes. I'm connected. Like, I get anxiety about what WhatsApps might potentially be coming through or
yes.
it would probably be that.
It would yeah. be nice if you'd answer them with, you know, the
I know
with the damn more ladies, than an emoji.
Like, this damn ladies round table group, you guys rack it up to like 150 messages in a half an hour.
You just never respond to anything.
Night time reading. Okay, I want to wrap it up with this, because this is quite quirky. We found an article in Cosmopolitan magazine. It's around weird things that are actually normal in a relationship. So I want to run through this quickly. We've got about 5 minutes left here. And see if these are weird things or if these are actually very justifiable. And these are things that should be happening. Okay, so in at number one, realizing your partner knows when you are and aren't on your period.
It's normal. Come on. Because when are we, you know, doing the
I don't think he ever knew.
Are we saying that it's normal when you're in a relationship?
So some people might say that it isn't normal to know that. Some people might say that's absolutely normal.
I get major period pain, so I'm always just like, ow.
I don't think it's the most normal thing to me.
I think it's very well.
It's healthy.
I'm very intimate, so there are days in the month where we can't be intimate.
Oh, then you'll know.
So
naturally,
he'll know.
Yeah, but
so
only
I think
then
that's
I wanted
normal.
To know.
I'm glad we got to this level in today's edition of the Ladies Roundtable.
It was touch and go as to whether or not we would be talking about periods and vaginas.
And sex. I was just like, let's just sugarcoat it.
Okay.
We are very intimate.
This is not going to sugarcoat it at all. Helping pop each other's back knee.
What?
Okay,
no.
That's like on another level.
I'm blessed where I just don't get those things. I've never had a pimple. I'm not even prepping you right now. I've never had a pimple in my life.
I don't mind, like,
I'm not even
if there's like a
so
funny
nice.
Hair growing on
that's
his back. Like,
pimple.
I don't mind being like, this needs to be out. I'm either cutting it or I'm tweezing it. I don't mind about that, but I would not pop a pimple.
No, don't even
And
ask
I like
me.
Popping pimples. but like...
Not on his back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, next one.
I think that's gross.
Knowing all the passwords to all of his accounts.
He's black, so he'd never let me know anything. Black men and passwords. I don't see that working out.
No, that's not normal.
I don't think we need to go there.
We normally hack the phones.
Come on.
No, I would love that in an ideal world, but that's just not normal. Then you got issues as it is in your relationship.
I don't need my husband's passwords.
So no one's...
Because she knows it.
Wow, even at husband level. Sorry, but at husband levels, we need passwords, guys.
No, because she knows
it. I'm so sorry.
There shouldn't be a password on it.
I need to be like, honey, why are you sending a smiley face to this hoe? Why?
Whoa.
Oh, okay, wait.
Why is there a hey smiley face?
Can we have a little side road there. So Al was in London a couple of weekends ago, and he was seeing a bunch of friends, and he was going out to a birthday breakfast with all these people, and one of the girlfriends of our friend, who I know very well, her sisters were there, and Al was sitting next to the sister in the picture, and I had this like really weird like bolt of jealousy like running through me. Oh, and I was like,
a little pink.
Whoa, that's crazy. And then, but I felt, I mean, it's completely ridiculous because I trust him with my life. Aww. And so I spoke to him on the phone about it later, and I was like, okay, this is going to be really weird, but when I saw you sitting next to this girl, like I totally went and like clicked on her profile like on Facebook. I was like, who is this chick who's sitting next to my man? And then he
he didn't text him on the spot.
He told me that another picture in that little album was of him and another very good friend of ours, who we've been friends with for years. She's dating one of his best friends. And he said that when they took the photo, like they were sitting next to each other, and he was kind of sitting up in his seat, and the photo was taken while he was sitting up, so it looked like they were like a lot closer than they actually were. And he said that he felt so awkward about it when he saw it on Facebook, and he didn't know if he should call me and be like, hey, I just want you to know.
But that's normal for you to feel that way.
These two,
I know, right? I'm just sitting here like, maybe I should just change my male preference. Should look along the lines of the European brothers,
you know,
so they can call me when they're sitting next to a honey. Black guy would be like, yeah, Bella, I was sitting next to a
I didn't even know that word. Like, I feel guilty. You know, guys don't say that.
Let's wrap it up with one.
I was so jealous. He'd be like, man,
one final one. Let's have a look here. Pointing out that he's got a booger in his nose and then helping make sure he gets it out.
Oh hell yeah. It. He'll hear.
He's clean like earwax because I'm such a good girlfriend. No.
But you won't do the back knee.
Ew, that's just disgusting. Okay.
You'll go the ear.
I will tell him when there's ear hair that needs to be removed, and I will definitely tell him if there's a booger that needs. But like, he won't
level, Stevie, you should just do everything. Like,
okay.
If I'm dating somebody, there's no way he's going to walk next to me with a booger in his nose.
That's about your image as well. Not
thank
his.
You very okay, much. Power. Yes.
And also intimacy. How are we getting intimate and there's like...
There's a whole situation. All right.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, it's been a very cool edition of the Ladies Roundtable. Let's get closing arguments, closing thoughts, whatever it is left on your mind. Sese?
Awesome. So, closing thoughts for the week are be in the moment. You know, I think we spend a lot of time just floating around doing, getting the next thing done, you know, doing what we need to do, and we forget to be in the moment. It's so important to be aware of your feelings, to be aware of your life, and to find your purpose. You need to be in the moment. So those are my closing words for the week.
Cool.
Boom. I would say, with everything that's happening with Brexit at the moment, with everything that's happening with this Gauteng survey that they've just released about how the like racial tension in the country is rising, I would say let's all be a little bit more tolerant of each other and remember that we're all human deep down inside, and there's less than 1% of our DNA that actually makes us different as human beings. From you to me, from me to you, it's less than 1%. Of our DNA.
Power.
I would say, I just had a talk this morning about self-talk, and to me it's all about just respecting yourself, and you, whatever you, your thoughts becomes your words, and your words becomes your action, and that's your reality. So I would just like, respect yourself and be kind to yourself.
Love that.
Power. What a motivational what you are. That there is the Ladies Roundtable. Stevie, Sis, and Nazli, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleeper, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.